I want to play Fortnite.
This part's a boss fight.
Headset, baby.
Is it my turn to play yet?
One!
Oh, we lost again.
You messed it up.
Go left, not right.
It was an accident.
It's okay, kids.
Yeah, GG.
And you're back to another episode of the Gamer Parents Podcast. My name is Joanne, and I'm joined by my wonderful and amazing husband, Kevin.
Hey, everyone.
This is episode 103. If this is your first time here, Kevin and I, we have two kids, ages 3 and 5, and we are gamers who parent and parents who game. And before we jump into the gaming stuff, let's update everyone on how parenting was this week in life. And I'm gonna start first since, Kevin, you were gone for work.
Yes, go ahead.
So I was single momming, obviously, for like Sunday onwards till Friday, the longest travel period yet for you.
Yeah, it was a long one.
Yeah, it felt like forever. But it was also a very eventful week. Apart from just you being gone, it was the week that the kids start their school. And it's a new era for everyone. It's preschool for our 3-year-old and kindergarten for our 5-year-old. So a lot of emotions, obviously. It's like a paradox of parenthood, you know? You want them to stay small and, you know, so cute and still dependent on you. But at the same time, you want them to stretch their wings and fly. And then you get all teary-eyed because, hey, they're growing so big. I know it was really hard for me. I'm not sure if that's just me being emotional.
I'm sure it's pretty normal for a lot of parents.
Mm-hmm. Like, of course, the first 5 minutes after the kids were away from home, you know, I was like, woo-hoo, what do I do with myself? I know, what do I do with myself? All the endless and limitless possibilities that I could achieve, you know, kind of like doing cartwheels and stuff like that. So excited. And then 15 minutes later, you're like, the house is so quiet. I'm not ready to be an empty nester. So it was funny. It was a whirlwind of emotions, definitely. And I cheated a bit. Hear me out. This is what I mean by cheated. Normally, all my mom friends seem to share like the first day of school pictures, you know, like on the day off.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt like it was going to be too much on me because, number one, we're not morning people.
Yeah, if you have time to stop and take pictures on your first day of school, then that's pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Probably you're not. That means you're not rushing out the door to be there on time or not as late.
Yeah, and I did the first day of school pictures like on Sunday, actually. While you were flying out,
mm-hmm.
I kind of like took my time to like, you know, tie her hair, Faith's hair, and dress her up for how I want her to be on her first day of school. And then like written down on that, what's that word? That like little blackboard thing that they hold up,
yeah.
With the chalk and colors, everything. So I did that with Faith first. And then after that, I changed her back into her regular outfits. Did the same for Dylan for kindergarten. And yeah. Glad I had that put aside because on the day off itself, it was definitely like more chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
Just waking them up when they've been used to waking up later, and also like just getting them out the door on time. That was a challenge.
Yeah.
Thankfully, my mother-in-law came by and helped. So thank you, Mom, if you're listening. Really fully appreciate that morning runs you did this week. But yeah. And I stayed true to my word, no gaming, because I was like so tired. I mean, I tried taking a nap in the morning, but just like after coffee, it did not seem to work.
Yeah.
And the first day was pretty easy for both kids, no tears. And I guess we were all high on adrenaline, you know, we made it such a big deal around the 5-year-old, especially because it's kindergarten. We had balloons and little Mario plushies, back to school cookies. What else did we have? Oh, a teddy bear, kindergarten teddy bear. So we did like the whole back to school shebang for Dylan. And I guess, yeah, so we were all high on adrenaline the first day. But come the third day of school, I definitely felt like I can't get up. And at night, I was already like out. By 8:30, I was already like, I can't game no more tonight. No. Like, I'm up at 6 now, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, that's so rare. I'm normally up at 7:30, right? Before this for preschool.
Yeah.
And now it's like, we have to leave the house by 7:30. So I'm like up at 6, getting ready, getting breakfast ready. So,
the yeah. Times are changing.
Times are changing. I felt like this was the newborn phase all over again with the lack of sleep, you know. But I know it'll get better. I know it will get better because once you've set yourself in that routine, it's not too bad. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. Newborn is like, you can't really have a routine. But just the lack of sleep the first few days, it really got to me. And like I said, like for the preschool part, first day was good. But then the second day onwards, it's like screaming, you know, I want mommy. I mean, I felt touched that she wants mommy. I mean, the whole first 3 years of her life was amazing. You know, mornings just with me. And then suddenly now no more.
Yeah.
It's definitely got to be harder on her. Like it was with Dylan a couple of years ago when we first started a podcast, he was going to preschool.
Yeah, that's right.
So yeah, lots of changes. And this is just week number one. I don't know how long I'm gonna have this hiatus from gaming. I feel like, I mean, yeah, I still look at my mobile game, but not as often, that's for sure. Maybe at night before bed, but that's about it. Not throughout the day even. But yeah, it's not good for my mental health as well when I'm not gaming. because we are gamers, and if I'm not given that $1 billion to stop gaming,
yeah,
I can't function as much. So I do want to still get used to the routine so I could like jump on gaming earlier. Like, I don't even know if I could join you on Tuesday, to be honest, for the stream. But Kevin will still be there. He's better at handling the lack of sleep compared to me.
Well, we'll see, because the kids are going to sleep earlier.
Yeah.
You know, at least, yeah, both of them have to be up earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe we'll move up the stream time.
Maybe. That's a great idea. But yeah, this is Parenting Life. I just remembered how, like, it was when Faith was a newborn. No games, just waiting for kids to go to bed. And then we game. But even then, we could, like, sleep in whenever after that. But now it's because you try not to have that tardy sleep. Mm-hmm. So it's like, that itself makes me anxious.
Sure, yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited to be a mom of an elementary school kid. But that's about it for my week without Kevin. I survive. Yay, pat myself on the back.
Pop, pop, you did. Pop. You did an amazing job.
Thank you. How about you? How was your vacation? Oh, I'm in work trip.
Funny, yeah. So I unfortunately had a work event to go to, which was on Monday. An event that we sponsor. It's technically a golf tournament, and you know, I don't get a golf or anything, which is fine because I'm not really a good golfer anyways. But you know, I get to go and kind of hang out and talk to people and give stuff away, and it's usually just me and one other guy who goes out there. So I mean, it was fun, kind of just hanging out, being outside, and talking to 100 or so people that came our way. But I did have to go out there the day before that to do all the shopping. You know, we gave away a bunch of wine, had a bunch of snacks and drinks and stuff. So that was like Sunday and Monday, basically. And then the next couple of days was visiting with my customers that I have out in that area. So I actually went to California and drove all around like Northern California. Ended up driving like, I think a little bit under 400 miles.
That's so far.
Yeah, just from one city to the next, which, you know, I had all of these meetings lined up throughout the week that I had been setting up like weeks before. And so that was pretty much, and then obviously still like trying to get my day job done at the same time, like, you know, stopping at a Starbucks often to connect and get some work done and then keep driving and stuff like that. So it was a busy week just trying to keep my job going and also go through like all these meetings throughout the week. Mm-hmm. So it was a busy week. I am very glad to be home and sleep in my own bed and be around my wife and kids. Has been nice. So I do have another trip planned in a few weeks, but at least I have a few week break, so I get to be around here until then. So that was pretty much my week, hotel hopping around California.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. So, and you packed the Nintendo?
I did, which is part of the gaming update.
Okay. Are we ready to jump to it?
Yes, absolutely. So since I flew out there on a Sunday and not a work day, I got to just enjoy the flight since I didn't have any kids with me, which I know you'd be jealous of.
Very, very. Rub it in.
So I just ended up playing the Switch mm-hmm. on the flight over there. It was also my entertainment, you know, hanging out in the hotel room each evening before I go to bed. And I started playing a new game to me at least, which is Mario and Rabbids Sparks of Hope.
Okay.
And it's another Mario game because we have a lot of those going on here lately.
But I do like when you showed me that game, the picture of that game, you know?
Yeah.
I do like how they spell it, not like rabbits, but rabbids. And then it kind of like, it's a combination of a rabbit that's rabbit. You get it? I mean, like...
Yeah. Maybe.
Because they were like... Oh.
Yeah, they're kind of like wild and...
Feral. Like,
crazy, insane. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why. Rabbit sure. Rabbits.
Yeah. So obviously people know the Mario characters. And then I believe this is the second game in this like series or world where there are these also these rabbit characters, so RABBIDS, mm-hmm. right? Rabbids. Mm-hmm. And I think they're like part rabbit or related to rabbits. I don't know, because they have like the bunny ears, you yeah. know? But then,
crazy.
Yeah, the ones like in the main story, they all dress like the Mario characters, right? So you have Mario Rabbid, Luigi Rabbid, Peach Rabbid, you know, etc. Right, those are the ones that like you start off with in your party.
Yeah.
Along with Mario, Luigi, and Peach.
But the Peach Rabbit was totally unlike Peach in the way yeah. she acted.
Yeah, definitely like an imposter. Uh-huh. But the rabbits are like goofy, like especially compared to the regular Mario characters.
Yeah.
You know, like the Peach Rabbit, she has like a cell phone and like she's taking selfies and like acting all goofy and stuff. Right, and pretty much the same kind of goes for the other rabbits with how they act. Pretty funny, and like the noises they make, you know, are funny.
Yeah.
And then, but like as far as the game itself, the combat reminds me actually a lot of something like Baldur's Gate, which is surprising because the intended audience for both of those games are completely different. But you basically get to go into combat with three characters of your choice, and each one can move a certain distance, and then you can use basically two action points per turn between like attacking or using. You're going to have like a special ability that each character has that yeah. they can use like every few turns. And then they also, each character can be equipped with up to two sparks, which that's in the title of the game, Sparks
yeah.
of Hope.
Sparks of Hope, yeah.
Right, which are like these little star creature guys that you kind of collect as you go through the game. And then you can equip them to your characters, like I said, up to two per character. And then those sparks give you like an extra passive and an extra ability. So it's kind of cool because you can mix and match which sparks you want on each characters to like either synergize well with those characters, or you can, and then you're kind of free to move them around as you want and like experiment a little bit. So it's pretty cool. Like you know, moving around the map, trying to position yourself to take out the enemies. And then using those action points to do more damage or survive or whatever. So
it sounds interesting. I mean, I saw Dylan play a bit of it today.
Yeah, it's definitely like a strategy game. I know it's turn-based, also, so which a lot of the games Dylan's been playing lately are turn-based.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more complicated than, like, what he's used to with, like, Super Mario RPG or Paper Mario.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bit more to it, but he started playing this one today because I introduced it to him earlier, and he's enjoying it, but I can tell it's harder for him.
Yeah, he was getting frustrated, and he said, like, he'll play it when he's older.
Yeah, he was wanting me to do it for him, which I wouldn't do. Like, I'd help him and, like, give him tips and stuff and tell him what I think he should do, but I'm not just going to do it for him because then that defeats the whole purpose. He's supposed to play it and enjoy it.
Yeah. I feel like the Mario Odyssey that he's been playing, the Brutals, the bad guys in there, they look more rabbit than the rabbits in this game.
They do. Maybe they're related somehow too. I don't know.
It was funny because when I saw like the bunny ears, I was like, oh, so cute, so happy. And then I saw their face. It looks like Homer Simpson or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, this is not a rabbit.
Yeah.
You see that Homer Simpson look on it?
Yeah. That nails it. Yep. That's a good example. Another thing in this game, you can get like weapon skins for the characters, because each character has a special weapon that's powered by the sparks, and so you can get like skins for those weapons. Like, for example, Luigi uses a bow, right? And you can get a skin for his bow, and when you're walking around the map and stuff, you know, and he's carrying his bow, you can see that it looks different. The weird thing, though, which I don't understand, is that when you use your power-up ability, which is usually like for Luigi, it's the next time an enemy within range moves. And so it's not like an actual attack. It's like basically it powers him up for the next turn for if something happens. And it'll do like a really short, like 5-second little animation when you use it, which shows him like getting his bow ready, basically, you know, and like drawing the string back. But in the 5-second cinematic, the bow that it shows is not the one with the skin.
What?
It's just the regular, his normal bow.
So you can only see the skin when they're walking around.
Like when you're still in combat, but you're just like doing basic combat stuff. Not when you do like that power up thing. That's where you really get to see like their weapons, like close up and okay. Like.
But it didn't
in
change
most
skin.
Detail, but it doesn't change it for that.
Aww.
And I don't.
Bummer.
Yeah, I don't understand. Like, that's when you would really want it, because that's where you get to see the weapons the best, you know? So I was kind of, like, disappointed with that. But minor details, I guess. I'm not really all, like, into, like, skins so much, especially, like, weapon skins. But I just thought that was, like, kind of a missed opportunity.
So apparently the Princess Peach used boombrellas.
Yeah, Princess Peach's weapon is an umbrella with like a cannon on it.
Yeah, it's called boombrellas. Yeah. And I like their weapon skins the most. I mean, I was like Googling.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw like hers seems the most distinctive one compared to like the rest, you know?
Yeah, like Mario or Rabid Luigi like throws like a disc, like a frisbee that like bounces from one person to the next. Luigi has a bow. Mario has like these dual blaster pistols.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
And then Rabid Mario has
dukes.
Yeah, he has like these like gloves.
That
like when he punches, that makes like these shockwaves.
But that one looks pretty cool too. All the skins.
Yeah, some of them probably do. I haven't collected very many skins, to be honest. And then Rabid Peach has like some gun that shoots like missiles.
Oh, I thought you were going to say she has a phone.
She does have a cell phone.
Because when Dylan was showing me, he's like, look, she's like using the cell phone or something.
Yeah, when she does her, because she has a heel and that she pulls out her cell phone.
Ah, yeah, that's what he said, when she heals.
I don't understand how she heals people with a cell phone, but whatever.
And Rayman is in there too, huh?
I don't know that. No, don't spoil stuff.
Okay, sorry.
But you get like some other characters later. I've unlocked three new characters.
Who are they?
Well, I guess the one is Edge. The next one was Rabid Rosalina, and then Bowser.
Ah.
So those are the three characters in addition to the starting ones that I've like added.
Mm-hmm. I have four, I guess. Ooh.
Yeah, and so I think I'm on like the third or fourth world at this point. I think I just beat the third one,
Okay.
So I'm having fun with it. It got more fun. They keep like adding more things because like for the first little while you can only have two people in your party, and then they make it three, and then they make it so you can have two sparks equipped to you instead of one, which gives you like basically more abilities you have access to in combat. And you also have like a talent tree. Every time you gain a level, I believe it is, you get like a skill point, and you can put that into your talent tree to like make your abilities better and stuff. So it almost feels like RPG-esque with that, and it's fun. I'm having fun with this game.
So I don't know if you mentioned it earlier, I might have missed it, but when did this game come out?
I think it came out sometime last year.
Okay.
Like earlier mid last year, I think.
Did you buy this game while you were out?
No, we bought this when Nintendo had like a sale like earlier this year.
Oh, okay. It was part of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got it at the same time we got like Odyssey and RPG and stuff.
I totally missed this one.
Yeah. We've had it. I just wanted to play the other ones first.
Yeah.
And this game didn't look as fun to me when I was looking at like the trailers and stuff. It's more fun playing it than I realized.
Okay, would you prefer this or Odyssey? Because I really enjoy Odyssey. Like, they're so easy to kill.
Odyssey is pretty fun. Yeah, I mean, I like them both. But if you're going to spend... Like, Odyssey would probably keep you occupied for longer, I feel like.
Yeah, because it has so many, like, side quests, right?
Yeah, there's just a lot you can do. This one's still fun, but I don't think, like... I don't know, maybe there'll be endgame content and I just can't tell yet because I'm not that far into it. It's hard to tell. Hard to compare the two right now.
So we'll listen to more of this update then.
Yes. And so besides Mario and Rabbids, I've also obviously been playing a little bit of Marvel Snap while I was traveling. And I know last week I talked about how leagues were going on, and that was probably close to the end of the league. When I was talking about that.
Yeah, you were saying like you were third place last week.
Was I? Yeah. And I played a ton last weekend because that's when the league was going on. Huh? And especially like the last, I think it was like Saturday morning or something, like when it was ending. And like I played a lot like just that morning to try to keep my position. And I could tell there was like three other people in my league that were like desperately trying to get points like till the very end. And I held on to second place.
Oh, so you went up to second. Nice.
Yeah, so I got myself into second place and I kind of hung on to that once I got there. Like all through like the last evening and then that next morning pretty much was playing it quite a bit. I never once got into first place. I was never close. There was always someone who had way more points.
It's okay. It's very competitive.
Yeah, I would like... That's the kind of thing that like I didn't want to lose at that. Because you get a bunch of rewards and stuff too. And I'm glad I got all those. And then once it was over, like I probably didn't play for like the next 24 hours.
Oh, wow. That's still less than me.
Just like not even logging in because I was just like so done. Because I had played so much like for the 24 hours before that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm happy I got second place. And then I was glad to know it didn't start a new league when that one was over. That's what I was, because I didn't want that, because then I'd be like, oh no, now I got to keep going at this. Or just, you know. But I'm glad they didn't have one, because then I wasn't tempted. I could just, like, take a break.
Do you think it's going to be, like, a once every week kind of thing?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Yeah, not sure what they're going to do with that. But there was, like, no event after that. Which I was happy about, because then I could literally just go back to just playing, you know, once, maybe twice a day, and getting my missions done, and that would be it. And so, right now, I'm around, like, rank 90-ish. I've been hovering around there, so not really so close to 100, but not too far away either. I do feel like we're kind of coming up to a close on the season. I don't think there's that much time left, maybe a couple weeks. I don't remember exactly, but... I don't know. I'm not too stressed about hitting rank 100 or anything this go around. So just casually playing it right now until something comes out. What about you? So no gaming for you to mention?
I didn't even read my book. I think I'm going cold turkey right now and having withdrawals.
Yeah. Well, then let's talk about new games that were released this week. We have just a few.
Okay.
But this week we saw Hunt the Showdown get released on PS5 and Xbox Series X. We have Madden NFL 25 on PC, PS5, and Xbox. We have Madden NFL 25 on PC, PS5, and Xbox Series X. Ooh, and this will be a big one. Black Myth Wukong on PC, PS5, and Xbox Series X. And lastly, Dustborn on PC, PS4, PS5, Xbox One, and Xbox Series X. Now, I know Black Myth Wukong has been on a lot of people's lists and radar for a while.
Okay.
It looks pretty cool. I've seen a couple of trailers.
Mm-hmm.
It looks pretty good. So that's going to come out just a few days of recording this. So I'm going to definitely want to check out some gameplay and look at that one. I don't know if I'll play it, but it does look pretty good.
Now, I also read that Hunt Showdown is a first-person shooter game. I'm interested to see how this game would be if it ever gets on Game Pass.
Cool. I did think it was kind of funny. I don't know what Dustborn is about, but it reminded me that how in my earlier days of playing World of Warcraft, I used to always name my characters like something born. So I didn't have a character named Dustborn, but I had things like Lightborn and Moonborn, just like different things, and then just like attached Born to the end of him. So that game reminds me of those characters. But again, no idea what Dustborn's actually about. I'm sure it's a lot better than that. Joanne, what about Game Pass games this week? What's new on Game Pass?
Nothing.
Nada. Okay, no new Game Pass games this week. Sorry, Game Pass subscribers like us.
They're probably busy with first day of school. I'm kidding.
Yeah. Let's run through where people can find us over on the Twitch channel, where we stream every Tuesday night at 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, subject to change because of school starting. But that is over on Twitch at twitch.tv/gamerparentspod.
You could also find us on Instagram at gamer_parents_podcast.
Or over on X at x.com/gamerparentspod.
We also have a YouTube channel under Game of Parents Podcast where you would find audio recordings of this.
So give us a like, follow, subscribe, whatever it is, wherever it is, and we would greatly appreciate it.
The best place to find us is on our Discord server, and the link to that can be found in the episode description down below.
Yep, the Discord is where we talk about life and games all throughout the week, so join in on the fun and hang out with us there.
But this is it for episode 103, and we will catch you in the next one.
Bye.